Today on Design for the Real World, graphic designer Steve Heller looks at what makes an effective image for protest.
During the Vietnam War, the poster that had the most effect on me, and I'm sure many other people, was one by a virtual amateur, a woman named Lorraine Schneider. And it was a very simple statement scrawled on a yellow sheet. And it was just of a flower, a very abstract flower. But it said, "War is unhealthy for children and other living things." And when you saw those posters together in a row, people carrying them, it was hard to measure the impact of that image on people. And I ain't marching anymore. The simpler an idea, the simpler an image, the more powerful it will be. But you have to add to that equation the word shock. You have to be able to shock people out of their complacency.
Now the people who were spectators before are shouting, "Watch!"
Today, we haven't reached the point in this war where there is that quintessential icon that says the horror of war or the horror of this particular conflict. It's not clear yet why, but once one of those images seeps out into the mass culture, some designer, some propagandist is going to take that and run with it. What we have had are lots and lots of slogans. No blood for oil. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. None of these things are in and of themselves particularly brilliant designs, but as a critical mass, they are. The main delivery system for posters today seems to be the internet. And those are the placards of today. There's one very well-known image called "We Shall Not Exonerate Saddam." And it's a kind of ransom note. It's all words except for a couple of pictures of George W. and his dad. And it's a statement about Saddam Hussein, except in place of many of the words are oil company logos. It's quite an ironic piece. It's trying to say that there's more to this war than preserving America's security and freedom. I think ultimately, you know, while we have to take what's going on in the world seriously, we can't lose sight of the fact that humor sometimes helps present these messages. And I think as long as there are protests, there's going to be an increase of graphic art against the war. And there will come from that something that's going to be extremely memorable and ultimately used for a long time to come.
Steven Heller is a graphic designer and the author of more than 80 books on design.